The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Monday, April 7th, 2025. And if you missed me, I am sorry, but glad to be back in the driver's seat for the Bulletin Blitz. Although, that means I am working and not on vacation. And that kind of sucks. But nevertheless, here I am. And Bart, let's start here.
Did your wife get mad at you in any way that you took a vacation by yourself?
No, because she takes vacations by herself all the time. It's actually a very weird thing.
Weird.
Yeah, I actually do not like to travel by myself. But she was not going to come, you know, impromptu to a baseball game for a team that she doesn't care about. And she knew that, you know, that I was going to be meeting you. She's like, all right, you go do your own thing. Like, she doesn't mind. Like, she's like, please, go ahead, do whatever you want. Like, she gives me a very long leash. I just don't take advantage of that. I'm not really someone who likes to go to places.
I feel like I'm in complete control. I've got my bearings. I'm open to explore new cities. I don't have a hard time navigating and figuring out new things when I'm by myself. When I was in Chicago with my wife and kid, I was a mess. I was worried about, like, the cab and getting him around and the luggage. And
sure.
It was like I never traveled before, but it's different when you've got a five-year-old with you than if you could just walk around with, like, no luggage.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. You're by yourself. You're carefree. Although, I was kind of looking left and right. I have now got to say that my hometown, Chicago, has probably got the most bums per capita. Like, it was insane how many homeless people were around there. Do not take the subway after 1 o'clock in the morning and before 5 o'clock in the morning. Don't do it.
All right.
In any case, let's start with the UConn ladies. Congratulations to the Huskies. The UConn women under Gino Auriemma get another national title. Here is Paige Bueckers, their star, most likely going to the WNBA draft. She spoke on what it means to win a national title.
Can't even put it into words how much this means to me. Like, the journey has been the reward, and to cap it off with something like this that we'll remember forever, it's just, you can't even put it into words how much this means. You're just in a full state of gratitude for the journey and the ups and downs and the highs and lows that it took to get here in this position. And this is one of the most rewarding feelings we've all ever felt.
Well, and I read through her accolades before, but there was some adversity to get there. She tore her ACL her sophomore year after missing a bunch of her freshman year. So there was all this promise and potential in what she could be, and then there were some injury concerns, and you think, oh no, is this going to be one of those cases? And it was not. She had an outstanding career, gets to top it off as a national champion, and now is set to be the number one pick in the WNBA draft, which isn't that, like, soon?
Yeah, I believe it's right around the corner, although...
Isn't it, like, this week?
You'd have to forgive me. I don't even know who has the first pick. How crazy would it have
Dallas.
Been? Dallas. Okay, so it's not the Indiana Fever. It would have been nice to see her and Caitlin Clark team up, but I'm sure it also would have been unfair for the league as well, so good for
it's
Dallas.
It's next week, Monday.
All right, we'll cover it live with a lot of zest and vigor. More than
we could.
Right
it's,
now.
They're holding it... Can you get a credential? They're holding it at the shed at Hudson Yards?
Sure. I probably can. Matter of fact, I'll text about that now and see
it's
if I can
Manhattan.
Report live. I will try to get boots on ground for the WNBA draft. Let's go to the losing side, because for every winner, there is a loser. And surprising, because I took them in my bracket, so, or maybe not surprising because I might be a mush. But the Lady Gamecocks under Dawn Staley. After winning the national championship last year, they came just ever so close this year to fall to UConn. Here's Dawn Staley on being able to handle the loss.
You know, our kids gave it all they had. And when you can understand why you lost, and when you've been on the other side of that three times, you understand it. Like, you can swallow it. We lost to a very, very good basketball team. They beat our ass, but they didn't make us like it.
Dawn Staley is a tremendous coach, and some would say an even better person.
Tread carefully. Yep.
And I wish her all the best of luck going forward. This is really all I have to say about that.
I will say that the University of South Carolina and all of their athletes, including especially the Lady Gamecocks, are the single greatest thing that ever have graced our planet. And hopefully they are listening and they will talk about our benevolence and how we respect their game and everything about them and want no legal recourse whatsoever. Here is Duke's men head coach, John Shire. The Blue Devils did not fare so well. In fact, they choked against Houston. Meanwhile, score update. Houston up by 156-55 over Florida, but it's a very tight game.
I didn't like it. They called it technical because the guy spiked the basketball.
Yeah, we got to let him play. And as I was speaking, 58-55, Houston's up. And in case, Duke choked away that game against Houston, and I mean really choked it. A couple of free throws that gave Houston the lead and never gave it back. Killed me because I had Duke in my bracket. Here's John Shire on the late second half collapse.
Houston's a team that doesn't quit. I mean, they're never going to stop. And so my messaging throughout the whole way with the team was understand this team doesn't go away. So no lead is safe with them. We can talk about not scoring down the stretch, but for me it's our defense. We give up 42 points in the second half.
You know, you look at some of the things that happened at the end where they were up 6 points with 35 seconds to go. But this can, because in games like this, it's not just one thing that happens. It's so many different things you can point to. And they were up 14 points in the second half. They also then only made 2 field goals the last 13 minutes of the game. So any one of those buckets going in changes the complexity, that's not the right word, of the whole game. So, I just think that, we're going to look at this last second, like, behind the back, or this shot didn't go in, but over the course of 13 minutes, Duke allowed this to happen.
They did. They got nobody to blame but themselves and me for picking them. Let's switch gears here. Let's go to
Were you going to win a tournament, or?
I would have won a bracket challenge that I was in. I was this close. I was very close. I was actually a third, but if Duke would have won, I would have won the whole thing. So, whatever. Well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Let's go to new.
I had Clemson in the Final Four.
Oh yeah, bad job by you. But I also had Purdue. So what do I know? Geno Smith, new franchise signal caller for the Las Vegas Raiders. He got a 70-plus million dollar extension. I don't really have the number in front of me, but I know it was a lot of money for basically 2 years. They just want to bandage him and get some respectability. He says he wants to be a big part of turning this organization around.
We're here to win. We're here to do this thing the right way. I want to lead the right way. I want to be a big part of the culture here and just doing the right things and really just leave my mark on my teammates, on the team, and the organization.
What are the expectations? Like, what are the Raiders fans hoping to get out of the Geno Smith Pete Carroll reunion?
Just gets a 500. That's all they. Yeah. That's all they should expect.
Well, he signed a 3-year deal. Carroll did. There's an option for a fourth, I think, from the team. But Geno's contract lines up with the 3 years, and I think what they want is to just get back to winning ways. I think one playoff appearance from this team, and then to set them up better than where they found them. I don't think anybody in Raider Nation thinks they're going to win a Super Bowl. But if they get to the playoffs at all, they'll be happy. If they potentially win a playoff game, and then God knows what else... I mean, there's no, like, but then even if they fail, like, okay, we've been bad. So they can just, I just don't think there's a lot of pressure, and I think they can use that to benefit themselves and maybe even become better and over exceed expectations because it feels like, to me at least, there are no expectations.
there shouldn't be. They stink. They still need some roster help outside of, you know, the quarterback. They got Max Crosby. That's cool. But I couldn't. You could put a bullet to my head, and I couldn't tell you what receiver they have. All right, let's get in one more here. If you missed it over the weekend,
Trey Tucker.
I forgot he existed. If you missed this announcement, you probably don't have a social media app called Squad. I don't know what the hell that is, but Julio Jones announced his retirement on it. And in that retirement speech, he thanked his quarterback, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, thank you. It was a lockout in 2011. You went as far as taking me to your home, showing me the playbook, going to fields, going over plays. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
That could have been a Super Bowl champion right there.
Choke.
In Julio Jones.
Choke.
You know, the Duke loss was bad the other night, and they're going to be thinking about that for a long time. Atlanta blowing a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. And I'm sorry to bring it up to those that are Falcons fans, but
choke.
That's got to be, like, that's the worst, right? That's the worst of all time.
Big
worst
time.
Collapse, worst choke.
Yeah. I called my brother-in-law, who's a Pats fan, in halftime and laughed.
Yeah.
He called me after the fourth. I didn't pick up the phone.
It's 28-3 in the Super Bowl. And then they ran, like, no offense. They ran dumb plays. That was Shanahan. Shanahan.
Overrated. Choke.
More people need to be on a Kyle Shanahan like we are.